So happy new year. You must have heard this during the last 1 week 1,000 times. And 100 times you must have said it to others also, isn't it? Happy new year, happy new year. In fact, there is no new year. Year is a measurement for our convenience we have created in a continuous stream of time. Time is the same. It's a concept. Time in the past, in the present, in the future. For our convenience, we have made divisions. Then we conveniently made divisions of day, week, month, year, century, millenniums. We made it. Time is the same. Whether in the 1st century or the 2nd century or the 20th century, 21st century also, time is the same. But what is floating in time and reaching us are constantly different. We have already spent a lot of money in India seeing cleaning Ganga, purifying Ganga. Ganga is never impure. But people living on both sides of the Ganges, all through her hundreds of miles, thousands of miles of her pilgrimage, her flow, her stream, you and I throw dirt and filth and poison into it and make the river dirty. To purify the Ganges, really you and I need do nothing. Stop polluting it. Fresh gallons of water coming from the snowy peaks of the Himalayas will push these poisoned waters and the pure water will be back again. So time as such is ever pure, ever new, never, ever new, never old. But what is to be changed is not the year in the calendar, the number. 92 has ended, 93. And now for 1 week you will write again 92, 92. Then correct it into 93. Number. It's not the number. It is you and I change. We stop poisoning the time by our false values, ugly intentions, low base urges, lust and greed, anger and hatredness. We spoil it. Then we say that times are bad. Times are never bad. Times are always good. Nowadays, don't you say that, I don't know what kind of a time this is nowadays. Very sad time. Everywhere around the world, there's quarrels and destruction and life being killed. Who? Time killed anybody? Time never did. You and I have got false values, prompted by it, based upon our hatredness and jealousies and greeds and passions and lusts. We act in the world outside. The quality of those actions, is our contribution to it, makes the time bad, just as the Ganges is impure or polluted by our actions. So when we wish you Happy New Year, we are only wishing that all of you may be a happier man during 93 by renewing, not the year, the transfer epithet. Year cannot be changed. Renewing yourself. So this is the time for renewal. That is why everybody says the 1st of January, this New Year day, I am going to take a decision. Every year you do. Not even for 3 days those decisions. Get up early in the morning. I must regularly meditate. I must read Gita every day. No. Decisions. I won't drink. That is because New Year day, the previous night overdrank and today you have got a pain, a headache. And therefore you say, hey, it's very bad, I am not going to take anything. So the renewal, you have to change. And that courage is not there for change. No progress is possible. You can label the generation or the times as progressive time. It is the happy new year that Buddha had one day that he became Buddha. One day decided. This sort of indulging life is not what I want something. And he decided, not only decided, but worked on it and stayed on with it. The Siddhartha bloomed himself to become Sri Buddha. So two communities, nations, international relationships, you decide, work on it. The situation changes. So this Happy New Year is a wish, not for the year, but mutually I am wishing you a happy 93. 93, the renewal of seat. That's the renewal of your attitude. That is what is wanted. If that is not there, that courage to change is not there, then you are not considered as a spiritual student. You may exhibit spirituality, strut about in the society, cheating everybody. That you have changed. But unless you have changed, you don't get any benefit out of it. Then you will unnecessarily say that, Swamiji, your ashram, I have been there last 4 years. I cleaned the place, I cooked the food and I washed your clothes and Swamiji, no change. We never promise that the ashram will change for you. It is not the ashram, it is not the guru also. You can take help from the guru, from that quiet place, where you meet similar hearts as often during the week. Because you are in the ashram and in the guru and all that, you don't go, even though you are in the same street as nightclubs, you don't go. Just downstairs, no. Let us have a jolly good time tonight, Monday. No. Indulgence, you stop it. Thereby you bring about the parinam, the change. This when I say, though even the politicians mean the same, there are no plans about it. This election, this was change. We need change. Because Pharaoh said change, and both of them, Bush also says change, Clinton also says change. The spelling is the same, but what they mean is totally different. No. Change must come. Changing for better when the great rishis analyzed, they found it is the change of the mood of the mind. If the mood of the mind is changed, your lifestyle is changed, your attitude to things, behavior, the quality of thoughts, everything changes. At the highest peak, this change can be made absolute. When the mind has changed, changing the mind, we have already explained to you many times, the quality, I am old age, I am forgetting, quality, quantity and direction. If these three of your thoughts have changed, the thought flow is the mind has totally changed. Quantity of thoughts, quality of thoughts and the direction. To bring about these three changes is the technique of bhakti, karma and jnana. Through bhakti, devotion to the Lord, the quality of thoughts changes. Through karma yoga, the quantity of thoughts of anxieties and worries about the future, the result of an action, etc. Will I be able to do? Can I do it? How can I do it? But I want to do it. All these I and want removed, the quantity of thoughts controlled. The direction of thoughts. Ordinarily our thoughts are turned outward. Its direction in search of the spring of consciousness in you. When these three are undertaken at one and the same time, during the same process, three times quicker you reach the mastery over the mind. When the mind is changed, the man is changed. When the man is changed, the ear becomes new. Not on January 1st. You can order any day as January 1st. The day you change, there is a new year for you. New life for you. Your master, you are the master of it. So that, to just repeat, because everybody is saying Happy New Year, everywhere it is written Happy New Year, and the cards are printed Happy New Year. So you purchase a few cards and send it on Happy New Year. So we are not thinking about it. We are wishing that you, my friend or well-wisher or relation, will change your attitude to life by controlling and regulating and purifying your thoughts or the mind. Thereby you will change, and when you change, the world outside has changed. New year, new time slot we have created. So this kind of a world-making program is what spirituality is. For which you don't sit down and confuse yourself or try to excuse yourself from blessing yourself, saying that, what is the use of I becoming good? My husband is bad, my father-in-law is bad, mother-in-law is terrible. Don't worry about others. You have not come into this world for the others. You look after yourself. You change. And with that change, see whether the environments change, the world changes, your own domestic life, economic life, your own happiness and success. Everything changes. Why you change? Swamiji, I can't change. How can I change? Let the world change. Thus you have been waiting for centuries, millenniums, millions of years, waiting for evolution to happen. True. The plant can thus look forward to. Somebody will help me and one day I will become. The animal can help. Human being cannot wait for help to come because he has been made master of his own life. This is the dangers of democracy. To the unintelligent people, if you give democracy, it will become a Somali. They don't know what to do with it. They will mutually start killing and eating. Thus when we are told, you are told that you have got the freedom to make or to mar your life. So the rishis of yore has been so kind, not only to declare this truth, but also give us intelligent and practical techniques by which each one can start a 5-year or a 10-year plan of changing himself in and through life. If all of you come to Himalayas, there the population will increase. There the pollution will increase. And what else will happen? No. Stay where you are. There is the quality, quantity and direction of your thoughts is important. It is in this context that the rishis insisted upon that a change can come only when you give up your false expectation of happiness from sense indulgence. It's not that they rishis never understood it. The sense objects or sense instruments in us, when they come in contact with the sense objects, there is a pleasure. Not that the rishis never knew it, but is it controlled? You cannot all in a sudden control, regulate it. This far, no further. Thus came the moral and ethical laws and regulations for your self-improvement. The modern scientist or modern men cannot understand it. They just say, what is it? Why should I control it? You are unnecessarily interfering with my personal freedom. Now, yes, as I said, they insisted upon self-control or give up the false expectation that we shall feel and find fulfillment and happiness out of sense indulgence or influence. Control, control. One would think that it is all illogical. No, it is not. It is very, very logical. If sense objects are not there, not there meaning, I'm not indulging or contacting them at all, then there cannot be any thoughts. In deep sleep, there are no objects perceived, and there are no thoughts. See? Mind becomes totally extinct, lulled, made incompetent to function, neutralized, and that is deep sleep. To be conscious of objects, objects means sense stimuli, sense objects. Conscious of sense objects is called thought. Without objects, there cannot be any thought. So a thought is an object and you become conscious of it. That's called a thought. So objects outside, perceived by the sense organs, creates a disturbance or a perception in the mind, and that perception in the mind is shining out in the ever-present, all-pervading consciousness, our own self. Then we say, there is a thought. I am happy, I am unhappy. I want this, I want that. All thoughts are, he must be murdered. So and so must be helped. Good thought, bad thought. But every thought is everything, a disturbance, a ripple in our mind. And a ripple in my mind will not be a thought when I become conscious of it. So if you can reduce the number of thoughts coming to us, meaning number of perceptions, the mind becomes relatively quiet. And quiet mind perceives. No special training is necessary, not necessary. That which lies beyond the mind. It is the mind with its constant flood of thoughts that is stopping you from clear perception. Heavy rain, you drive and your wiper is not functioning. The headlights are powerful, but the driver cannot see the road. He'll have to put his head out in the cold. There's no other way. The wiper is necessary. The wiper in the mind is called vairagya. The more the sense objects all around you, faster the wiper must be. If there is only a thin shower, and that the wiper is going on, wiper starts making noise. In the same way, vairagya is. Vairagyameva abhayam. The only shelter in life is vairagya. And we have understood just the opposite. Raga. Lust and desire and passion. That is the real go in life. That gives you the dynamism. Desire more, and then sit down and get tired and fatigued because of the very exertion. For what are you exerting? Never mind. Don't worry, everybody is doing it. I am also. Start a factory, you know, here also a factory, and India also a factory, and Indonesia another factory. Why do you want it? Saji, don't ask these questions. I want it. Can't you not think? What is it that you want out of life? Peace, satisfaction, joy, happiness. Can you get these by the... Swamiji, that is all philosophy. I don't understand it. What do you understand? How to make yourself a miserable creature? That is where we are now. Vedanta straightens your thinking processes. You are a better person, happier person. And then you can definitely tell each other, Happy New Year. Year is not new. You renewed yourself. You are happy. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope hope is the last thing that dies in a human mind, and therefore mine also. I have got a hope. Each one of you have understood, try to. And thereby don't say that, Swamiji, in the marketplace, you know, you can't be like this, philosophy and all that. Here, we have to cut his throat before he cuts your throat. No, no. That way you can never succeed. Even if you succeed in the business, there is no joy in it. They beg businessmen, do you think that they can do that, you know, constantly? Among them, yes, competition is there. There is unavoidable sorrow in materialism.